Hello and welcome to A-Level Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful topics in OCR A-Level Mathematics, trigonometry, specifically section 4.9. Whether you're preparing for your exams or just looking to strengthen your understanding, this episode will give you the tools you need to tackle those challenging trig questions with confidence. Trigonometry at A-Level goes way beyond SOHCAHTOA. We're talking about reciprocal functions like secant, cosecant, and cotangent, compound angle formulae, and the ability to prove complex identities. These skills are absolutely essential because they appear across pure maths, mechanics, and even in real-world applications like engineering and physics. So let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First, let's talk about the unit circle. This is your foundation for everything in trigonometry. The unit circle has a radius of 1, and it maps every angle to a coordinate point. The x-coordinate gives you cosine, and the y-coordinate gives you sine. Understanding this relationship is crucial because it explains why sine and cosine have their specific ranges and why certain angles give exact values. Now, here's something that catches many candidates out. Radians versus degrees. At A level, you must be fluent in both, but here's the key rule. If a question involves calculus or small angle approximations, you must work in radians. The OCR mark scheme is very strict on this. If you differentiate sine x and you're in degrees, you won't get the correct result. Radians are the natural unit for mathematical analysis. Let's move to reciprocal functions. Secant is 1 over cosine, cosecant is 1 over sine, and cotangent is 1 over tangent. These aren't just theoretical concepts, they appear frequently in exam questions. The key thing to remember is where these functions have asymptotes. Secant has vertical asymptotes wherever cosine equals 0, so that's at pi over 2, 3 pi over 2, and so on. Cosecant has asymptotes where sine equals 0, which is at 0 pi or 2 pi. Understanding the graphs of these functions and their behavior is worth marks in the exam. Now, the Pythagorean identities, you already know sin squared x plus cos squared x equals 1, but at A level, you need the reciprocal versions too. Dividing through by cos squared x gives you 1 plus tan squared x equals 6 squared x. Dividing by sin squared x gives you 1 plus cot squared x equals cos squared x. These identities are your toolkit for solving equations and proving results. Examiners love to test whether you can spot which identity to use. Compound angle formulae are absolutely critical. Sin of a plus b is not sine a plus sine b. This is one of the most common mistakes. The correct formula is sine A cos B plus cos A sine B. For cosine, it's cos A cos B minus sine A sine B. And for tangent, it's tan A plus tan B over 1 minus tan A tan B. You must memorize these because they're not always given on the formula sheet depending on the exam board. These formulae allow you to expand expressions, solve equations, and prove identities. Double angle formulae are just special cases where A equals B. So, shin a do A is a do shin a cos A. Because 2a has three forms, cos a squareds a minus sin o squareds a, which can also be written as 2 cos or squareds a minus 1, or 1 minus 2 sin o squareds a. Knowing all three forms is powerful because different forms are useful in different contexts. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam technique. In show that questions, you must manipulate only one side of the equation to match the other. Never move terms across the equal sign because that assumes what you're trying to prove. Start with the more complicated side and work towards the simpler side, showing every step clearly. When solving trigonometric equations, always check the domain first. If the question gives the range in terms of pi, your answers must be in radians and in exact form. Don't give decimal approximations unless explicitly asked. And here's a critical point. Never divide both sides of an equation by a trigonometric function. If you have sine x cos x equals sine x, don't divide by sine x. Instead, rearrange to sine x times cos x minus 1 equals 0, then factorize. Dividing loses solutions because you're assuming sine x isn't 0, but it might be. Another common error, calculator mode. If you're doing calculus or using small angle approximations like sine theta, approximately equals theta for small theta, your calculator must be in radians. Degree mode will give completely wrong answers. For harmonic form questions, where you express a cos x plus b sine x as r cos of x minus alpha, make sure you state both r and alpha clearly, and check that alpha is in the correct quadrant. Marks are awarded for the correct value and the correct quadrant. Quick fire recall, quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll give you a few seconds after each question. Question 1. What is the exact value of sine 30 degrees? The answer is 1/2. Question 2. What is 1 plus tan squared x equal to? It's sec squared x. Question 3. What is the derivative of sine x? It's cos x, but only if x is in radians. Question 4. Where does sec x have vertical asymptotes? Wherever cos x equals 0, so at odd multiples of pi over 2. Question 5. What is the compound angle formula for sine of a plus b? It's sine a goes b plus goes a sine b. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. To wrap up, trigonometry at A level is all about fluency with identities, understanding the unit circle, and being meticulous with radians versus degrees. The examiners are looking for clear, logical working, correct use of identities, and all solutions within the given range. Remember, factorize, don't divide, use exact values, show every step in proofs, and always, always check your domain. Practice is key. Work through past papers, focus on the mark schemes, and understand why marks are awarded. Trigonometry is a skill that improves dramatically with practice, and once it clicks, you'll find it's one of the most satisfying topics in A-level maths. Thanks so much for listening to A-level Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck with your exams!